Welcome back. This is Carol Flagg reporting for Healthcare Now Radio at HIMSS 17 in Orlando. I'm talking today with Dale Sanders, the Executive Vice President of Product Development for Health Catalyst. Dale, how are you today?
Great, Carol. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How's your HIMSS going?
HIMSS is awesome this year. It's crazy as usual, but there's a buzz at HIMSS this year that I've never seen before, and it's very encouraging that there's new technology, new products that are out that it feels like a turning point for us.
That's great. So since I've got you sitting here with me, I'd take some time to answer a few questions.
You bet.
Okay, great. First of all, I know you heard the news out of MD Anderson that they've stopped all work with IBM Watson Health. What's your view of the MD Anderson situation and its impact on artificial intelligence in healthcare?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? The headline that was in Forbes is a little unfortunate because it kind of stereotyped the demise of artificial intelligence and machine learning in healthcare, and I think that's an overstatement. And I certainly don't celebrate the demise or the problems that they're having. You know, IBM's one of our biggest competitors, but their success begets our success, and their failure begets our failure. So I don't celebrate that. I have had concerns for the better part of 5 years about IBM's approach to training the algorithms in Watson. I think they made some fundamental mistakes in their strategy in healthcare, and they're trying to recover from that. But I don't celebrate the problems at all. But, you know, we're taking a different approach to machine learning. And I think our experience with healthcare data is proving to be pretty valuable in that context. We're not quite as ambitious about machine learning as what Watson was originally portrayed, you know, in the industry. But we're doing great things. I mean, we're embedding machine learning across all of our products: financial decision support, clinical decision support, care management, operations and performance management. So we see it as an embedded thread across all of our products, and we're using it to predict all sorts of things: collapse and sepsis and COPD readmissions. I mean, any kind of readmission. So we're doing pretty well with it, but I hope that things get straightened out at MD Anderson. I hope that Watson and the IBM team adjust their strategy a bit.
Well, obviously, just walking around the exhibit floor, you can see that AI is obviously one of the biggest topics this year, not just with the IBM Watson situation.
Yeah, I mean, last year was pop health, but this year it's off the charts machine learning. And what's interesting, I think we're going to have to come up with a new version of Moore's Law for the acceleration of machine learning. In my 33-year career in IT, that goes back into the Air Force and NSA, some pretty sophisticated environments, I've never seen the acceleration of technology go as fast as it has with machine learning in the last year.
Wow.
If Moore's Law, you know, said we double capacity every 18 months in chips, we're doubling capacity in machine learning every 3 months. And it's, you know, thanks to Silicon Valley, frankly.
Right.
And so we're taking advantage of that. We are so excited.
Yeah. And given that, and the impact that, you know, AI is having on technology and healthcare, how are you guys differentiating yourselves amongst the exhibitors and just in general in the market?
That is an awesome question for me, because what's happened is the technology for AI and machine learning has been commoditized faster than anything I've ever seen. So you don't need an army of data scientists to differentiate yourself anymore. The math and the algorithms have been differentiated, or have been commoditized for us. So now the differentiator is data content. Because without data content, those algorithms are useless. And luckily, you know, there is no other vendor that has the kind of data content that we have, as deep and as rich and as broad across, you know, all source systems in healthcare, and we're growing that data content every day. So our big play is to continue to round out our data content and eventually be the data and digital backbone for our clients and and embedding machine learning in every decision from the population to the protocol to the patient, all the way through.
And just to let our audience know, the Health Catalyst team, including you, you do wonderful webinars.
Oh.
You know, and you cover a variety of topics. And so I would say go to Health Catalyst and check out what's coming down the pike and what's already available on demand and anything in this arena.
Yeah, thanks, Carol. We try to be very open and give back to the community through those webinars. They're not sales pitches at all.
No, they're very educational.
Yeah, we try to be very hands-off on the sales stuff.
And I also understand that Health Catalyst announced a new care management product that ties into MACRA. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. We looked around last year at about 30 different vendors. We thought we were going to acquire a care management platform. We didn't think about building our own. But what we found is that nothing lived up to our expectations and the sense of creativity that we had, so we built our own. And it's getting rave reviews, fingers crossed. I mean, it's a very cool application. It blends the data behind the four walls of the healthcare delivery system with the social interaction data that patients love. Patients like, we're using concepts that we call patients like this, so that patients can interact with other patients with their condition and same kind of demographics, and they can become extended members of their care team. We're really excited by the product. And some people look at it, and some of the medical informaticists looked at it and said, you know, this represents what should be the next generation EHR.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
And is the product out, or it's coming out soon?
No, it's out right now. It's out. It's got, there are five products in the suite, and it includes, of course, the data infrastructure, the risk stratification algorithms, return on engagement, patient impact predictors, the care team workflow application, the patient engagement application, and then an analytics product that kind of looks across all of those to monitor what's going on.
And where does that product fit into your roadmap? Because, you know, you've got, I know that's part of the Health Catalyst vision and initiative, is to provide a roadmap for organizations and providers to follow.
Yeah, well, the simple answer to that is that, you know, we've had products for years that help optimize care delivery, reduce safety events, and just generally improve the care that's delivered to patients when they hit the clinic or the hospital door. This product is intended to help keep patients out of the hospitals, out of the clinics, keep them healthy in their homes and their workplaces and in their communities. So that's the big division. It's really, it's our play into the population health space to keep people out of the hospitals and the clinics to the degree that we can. But then once they hit the need for healthcare delivery, we can leverage those years of experience in the other products we've had in that space. So we feel really good about the continuum of products now that we have that keep people healthy, but then make sure that you're treated as well as you possibly can once you hit the system.
And I've got one more thing to share with the audience, is that your analytics conference in September in Salt Lake is obviously 2 years in, and I could just tell from the social media stream and what I could, you know, find out there that is a growing conference and becoming very important to the industry.
Yeah, thanks, Carol. Again, we've taken a non-sales approach to that. We sponsor it, we underwrite it, but we purposely invite role models of any kind, whether they're our clients or not, to come present. And it's really been amazingly successful and popular, and we're really grateful to be in a position to sponsor it.
I've heard it's a very inclusive conference.
Yeah, we purposely, and I want, you know, as a product leader, right, I want ideas from everywhere, whether they're our clients or not, and whether they humble us or not. I want the best ideas so that we can learn from those. Yeah.
Dale, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Carol. It's a pleasure.
Thanks. Bye-bye.